a former Royal Stadium vendor turned radio icon.
It's all tonight on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Your home for everything that's f-ing great.
He's been in a band.
I don't like you.
And he's not to be trifled with.
I'm a hard ass. I'm sorry.
He's Todd Liebo. He's Todd Liebo.
I'm getting really sick of guys named Todd. Hi, what's your name? Todd. I'm Todd.
On the program.
Hour number two of the program begins right now. We welcome Todd Liebo to the program. And we play the feud. That means we need a contestant right now at 913-3810-810. That's 913-3810-810. Go ahead, jump on, grab a line, grab your spot. Playing for a Hen House gift card. You can use it in the Harry's Brewery to stock up on the National and craft beers. Get your Corona Premier or hard seltzers. Get ready for the game. You can take it to the delicatessen, get dinner on your way home tonight. Go back to the meat counter, grab yourself some of that certified Hereford beef. The best steaks in town are right there at your Hen House meat counter. You can use your gift card there at Hen House. Henhouse.com to see all their great specials and more. Hen House, serving your family and mine for 98 years. That's right, 98 years. Grab a line right now, 913-3810-810, to play the feud. Mr. Liebo, sir, how are you?
Well, I'm just hoping we get a caller to call in named Tyreek. That would be great because we could actually hear from him at some point today, since they never could find him for the Zooms. It would be great.
Have the authorities been called? I would think we'd want to get to work on finding him as quick as possible.
They initially said they went to meetings. So there's this space of time after practice where they have a little lunch and then they go to meetings. I think the Chiefs PR bit off more than they can chew by trying to jam five people in there today. And then they couldn't quite find Tyreek. Then the meeting started. Then they finally said, I forget. Now, they may still get him today. I don't know. We'll see. Stick close to our emails, they say.
They'll get back to us on that.
Okay.
Get it to us.
Todd, I'm the slowest eater that you probably know. I mean, do you think that I couldn't have wrapped up my meal in time to be like, oh, got to make it to this media session?
If you wanted to do something, yeah, you'd probably eat quickly and get it done.
Oh, I see.
I just don't know if that's the case.
Well, you know, I guess we'll find out, won't we? One day we'll find out. We'll put Jed to the test and get to the bottom of that.
Quickly can eat?
Probably not.
I think he's the second slowest eater. The Drake is the slowest eater.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, when you spent most of your career working during the lunch hour.
Eat during those breaks.
You learn how to eat pretty fast. I can tell you that. I am not the slowest eater.
It's funny. My wife spent 29 years teaching, and you kind of have to eat quick, right?
Yeah.
Because you only have like maybe 20 minutes, and you got to take the kids down to the cafeteria, and you got to come back, and then something happens, and you got to eat in like 8 minutes or something, you know? So her new job now, she works at this dentist office. They have like an hour for lunch, and like they'll sit there and someone say, "Where's your lunch?" She goes, "I ate it. I'm still on teacher time. And what do I do for the next 50 minutes? You got to slow down, man. There's no hurry."
Well, now I don't have to eat. Now I just cut commercials during commercial breaks.
That's fine. Know? You had a good time to eat lunch while waiting for Tyreek Hill.
yeah, no doubt. Good times. All right, we have our contestant ready to play the feud.
Oh, please
our
be
contestant,
Tyreek.
What's that?
Please be Tyreek.
No, it's not Tyreek.
Whatever your name is, just tell us it's Tyreek.
Our contestant has a name. That name is Avery. Oh. Avery, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you guys doing?
Doing very good. Thanks for playing. No doubt you've heard the feud before, so you know that you have a very important decision to make. Who are you going to play with? Are you going to play with Todd Liebo? Are you going to play with Curtis? Or are you going to play with me?
Is Soren from Nordic Times available?
I will tell you that is, you know, he has asked questions before, but it was when I was on vacation or something.
Yeah, double Sorens today.
Yeah, that's the first time I've ever been involved with anything. Actually, there was one time when I was a kid, when I was like 4 or 5 years old. But since then, it's the first time ever I've been involved in anything where there was somebody with my name.
Now, he had a cool keyboard or something because his O had a line through it.
I know. That's why when I sign it, I put that line in my signature.
There must be some Nordic keyboard you need to get to put that line on your O.
There is. It's part of the pronunciation. Jimmy Nielsen gave me the whole breakdown, being from that part of the world, the former Sporting goalkeeper, gave me the whole breakdown on it. So yes, we had two Sorens in the Zoom today. So it was quite a moment, quite a career festival, career first, I guess I should say, in that. So thank you for noticing. No, he is not available. So does that mean it'll be Todd or Curtis?
I'll go with American Soren.
There we go.
Okay. All right. So it's going to be me and Avery. You want to go first or second, Avery?
I'll go first.
Okay. Avery's going to go first. I will go second. Do you know how to buzz in, Avery? You can either use the traditional buzzer or apparently Todd will accept Tyreek as well if you'd like to go with that.
Tyreek.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There it is. That's it. Todd's thrilled.
He's thrilled.
What's going to be the order for you boys?
I'll go first, Curtis.
Yeah, I was last week.
Lebo's going to go first. That means Curtis will go second. All right, Lebo and Avery, let's do this.
Avery, a.k.a. Tyreek, and Lebo, you both ready to rock here?
Yep.
All right, we surveyed a bunch of my weirdo followers. We got the top 8 answers when I asked them, name any character from Arrested Development.
Lebo.
Lebo.
Job.
Job was your third best answer. Chance Steele here, Avery.
George Michael.
Ooh. George Michael was, let's see here, the 8th best answer. Lebo, Curtis, would you guys like to play our pass?
Curtis, have you seen this show?
Curtis,
I have.
Not.
I know a couple.
Okay, well, we'll play then, I guess.
Tobias.
Tobias Fünke was the 5th best answer. He's a never nude. You know that, Curtis.
Mm-hmm. What's been said?
The answers that have been taken, Gob, a magician named Gob. Oh, wait, that's Job. Tobias and George Michael.
How about maybe?
Maybe was your 6th best answer.
Was Bob Loblaw?
Bob Loblaw's Loblaw?
Yeah, was he?
No. He was on that show, but he was not there.
That's the one bit I remember from that.
Damn. Buster.
Buster Bluth, a.k.a. Stephen Michael, my buddy, was there, 7th best. Scott will laugh at that if he's listening.
Potsy?
Better than the General Fredo, 2 strikes.
I left it long enough. I'll just go with Michael, right?
Was that your answer?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Michael was the top answer.
I left that for you, Kay. But...
I've told you I don't watch the show.
Well, you knew Bob Loblaw. You were going deep, man.
I've seen that bit. We're not going to talk nonsense with Bob Loblaw. That's the only reason I know it.
It's because we have Bob Globber on. That's the only reason.
Could be. let's see. Pauly Walnuts.
Cameo. Not even going to dignify that.
No idea.
Right,
chance to steal here. Right. Avery and Sven Petru.
Okay, real quick, what all's been said?
The answers that have been taken, number 1, Michael, number 2, blank, number 3, Job, number 4, blank, number 5, Tobias, number 6, maybe, number 7, Buster, and number 8, George Michael.
I think Lucille's got to be on there.
Well, what was the dad's name?
George, right?
Yeah, wouldn't that be one? I mean, he was pretty prominent in it, wasn't he?
Yeah, there's also 2 Lucilles, because... Broadway actress plays the other one that Buster's leg hangs out with.
Tyreek knows this show, man.
There's Tony Wonder.
It's a good show.
I mean, you clearly know the show better than me, so I would defer to you.
I think we should go with Lucille.
It's the final answer?
Yeah.
Not on the board. There are actually 3 Lucilles because the Lucille that bites off Buster's hands, the answer is that you did not get number 2, George.
Yep, Daddy.
And number 4, Lindsay. 67 points.
You're
right, sir. I'm sorry, man.
No worries. If I felt strongly, I would have fought for it. I clearly didn't.
And Tid Lebo.
Tid.
Guru Rock here, Curtis Vaughn and Sven.
Yeah.
You both ready to go?
Yeah.
All right. Sir. We surveyed a bunch of my weirdo followers. We got the top, let's see here, just 7 answers when I asked them, name the most annoying thing other drivers do on the road.
Curtis.
Petro.
Curtis.
Tailgate.
5th best. Pet.
Not signal.
Top answer. Player pass.
We got to play, don't we, Avery?
Yeah, I'll play.
Okay.
Avery, over to you, pal.
Honk.
Geesh.
Oh, oh my God! So,
that's Sarin's forte.
Not on,
because people get it. Like if you're staring at your phone through a green light, you should be honked at.
Oh yeah.
But get pissed off if someone does honk at you.
Yeah, make sure you give them the bird. While you're breaking the law, you give them the bird.
Yeah, I was the a-hole. Good thing. Thanks for letting me know.
Yeah. I'm going to go be a slowpoke.
We'll give that to you. Drive too slow.
Drive slow.
That was the, let's see here.
What do you mean you're going to give it to me? Stop acting like that's charity. That's the definition of
just phrase differently. The answers that have been taken, not use turn signals, number one, number four, drive like a slow poke, and number five, tailgate.
All right, I'll say be on your phone.
Yeah, there you go.
Use your phone with six.
Only six.
Well, is there a difference? I'm worried that there's a difference. If this is the same answer, if you grouped it together, then I would hope I would get another shot. But, like,
sure.
Drive too fast.
Speeding.
Yeah, okay.
Was the third best.
I want to make sure we got that off the board.
All right, would cutting you off be different than not using a turn signal?
Is that your answer? It would be different.
I'll say cut it off.
Second best.
How many are left?
There is one answer left. It is the bottom one, number seven.
These are, like, all worth 15 points, aren't they?
What are the first six?
Number one, not use turn signals. Number two, cut you off. Number three, speed. Number four, drive too slow. Number five, tailgate. And number six, use of cell phone. Number seven, the lone answer.
We only have one strike, right?
Just one strike right now.
So we have two more shots at it.
Yes, sir.
So, God, I've got a couple that I'm going to say roll through a stop sign.
Two strikes. Avery, over to you, pal.
I'm going to say maybe don't go at a, like, when a stop sign turns, or a stoplight turns green, you don't go quick enough.
That'd be probably along the lines of being honked at. I'm going to steer you in a different direction.
Okay.
I want you to go to Hen House.
Jeez. What else do drivers do? Have their brights on?
Not on the board. Three strikes.
I have a judge.
How annoying is it when some dumbass is driving at you with the brights on?
So not use turn signal. Is that the same thing as leaving it on forever?
Yeah, that's probably everything turn signal related, I suppose.
People who won't merge. People who...
Is that kind of like driving slow in the left
probably
lane?
Probably not. Like, that's annoying.
Would our judge steer us in a direction on that?
No.
People trying to turn out of the wrong lane or something. I'm annoyed when people don't know you can't turn.
Me mad is this kind of the same thing. Like someone can turn on red and won't. They sit
that's,
there?
Yeah. It won't turn on red. That's not bad.
Is that you're going to strike us no matter what?
Probably.
Or how about just running a red light or driving drunk or something? Hell, I don't know.
That doesn't sound good.
No.
It's up to you, Cadell.
That's not really a driving
how about an
habit,
answer?
Though.
Yeah, I need an answer.
Don't say Polly Walnuts. Just say something
not turning when you can turn on red.
No. Not on the board. 97 points over to Seren and Avery.
Giving you the finger.
Oh. Anybody else?
Nope.
Number seven, loud music.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I listen to my music loud.
Stay off of Nolan Road, bro.
Who knew all your followers were a bunch of prudes?
How many points was that?
97 points over to Avery and Seren.
97. All
right. Avery.
Here we go, Avery. Let's get it done.
Avery, Libo, you both ready to rock here?
Yes.
All right.
Yep.
We surveyed a bunch of my weirdo followers. We got the top seven answers when I asked them, name any video game system.
Tud.
Hi,
Tud.
Nintendo.
Third best.
Wait, how does he get? How's that accepted as his buzzer?
PlayStation.
PlayStation was your top answer. Would you guys like to play or pass?
Yeah. We'll
what did Libo say? What did Libo say?
Libo Nintendo. Said Nintendo. That counts. Super Nintendo, Nintendo 64, Nintendo GameCube, Nintendo Switch, all of the Nintendos. PlayStation counts all of the PlayStations. PlayStation 1 through 5.
Okay. Then I'm going to go with Atari.
Atari was the fourth best answer.
Old school.
I'll go Sega.
Sega, fifth best.
I'm going to go in television.
In television was your sixth best.
Oh, wow. Xbox?
Second best.
All right, I need to know what's been said now.
The answers that have been taken, number one, PlayStation, two, Xbox, three, Nintendo, four, Atari, five, Sega, six, in television.
There's one left.
Seven, only answer remaining, none strikes.
Was Coleco a game thing? Coleco?
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Yes, that was my your seventh best answer. 100 points over to
Thank
Avery
you.
And Sven Petru. 197.
Sorry about that, Curtis. You should have gotten the top answer.
Seven.
My fault.
It was Curtis' fault.
You were going to need much help for me.
Eighth best was Fredo.
Well, you've heard of video games, Curtis.
I have. I would have had about three.
Well, that's all
I
we
had
needed.
Two, maybe.
Ninth was Springfield.
Never owned a
and
video
And 10, weirdly, was Hey Jude. Who knew?
And 11 was Hurricane.
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 All right, Kadog, let's do this, buddy.
Do it.
All right, who's up here? KVS?
No, first of all, don't lie to the man. You're not his buddy, Todd, so don't
He's
stop
my
that.
Buddy. I'm his buddy. We're buddies.
Don't lie to the man, okay? Let's go.
He my friend.
Petro, Curtis Vaughn, let's rock.
You're my best friend.
We surveyed a bunch of my weirdo followers. We got the top six answers when I asked them, name something that might be brewing.
Curtis.
Petro.
Curtis.
Coffee.
Coffee was your top answer. Would you guys like to play our pass?
We got to play.
Yeah.
Leaving.
I'll go off the rails here quick. Trouble.
Trouble. Fourth best.
Thought I was going to be the only one with that one.
beer.
Second best.
Tea.
Third best.
Oh, my gosh.
You got this, kid.
I don't think I do.
No, I don't think you do either.
No, that's seriously.
I like building him up just to break him down, Pet. You know
I
that
know.
Game.
And then Todd's going to let him know he's not really his buddy.
Oh my
I'm no matter what happens right here, he's my buddy.
Kayvon. He's just staring at his computer. He has
no
thing.
Freaking idea.
And we're gonna.
I'm going to say glass. I don't know.
Brewing glass?
I looked up and I saw a window. I'm like, glass. I'll just say glass. Just say what I see.
Seems like we need to clean the window because he can see it.
What the hell
you
does
know,
that
you,
even
you,
mean?
Everyone thought in Anchorman that...
Lamp.
The one guy couldn't possibly be real. No, Curtis Love Lamp.
I love Lamp.
Brick Tamlin.
Yeah, Brick Tamlin.
Hello, Brick.
Curtis Love Glass. I love glass.
Oh, my Lord, that's awful.
So, what is that?
So not funny. It's funny.
I don't know if this counts.
Lebo, for real.
It's dumb. I saw a story about something. I think it's kind of beer. Is something called mead?
No.
Has anyone heard of that? Is that a real thing?
Mead is
yeah,
a
mead
type
is
of
honey-based like beer drink.
Is it brewed? Tell me I'm right, Avery.
I'm just telling you.
Yeah, it's similar to beer.
I like our chances here with the way Avery's talking about his knowledge of brewing. So
he knew the hell out of Arrested Development and blew that too, though.
Curtis.
Yeah.
Curtis, don't just say what you see.
Do you
say
brew
what
beer.
You feel,
do you,
Curtis?
Do you brew
down in your plums?
Wine.
Is that your final answer?
Sure.
Dang it!
Brand? Is there a storm brewing?
Wine.
Oh, that's true.
Ooh, a storm could be brewing. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Storm winning sounds like.
I'm not
just
that
giving
one.
Answers on the air, Jed?
What? I didn't say anything. I just.
I feel like strong about that, Thread.
I do. I something just came over me that makes me think that's a good answer. Is there anything else that could possibly you could possibly brew? I can't think of.
I think we should go to storm.
I think a storm is brewing.
Is that your final
that
answer?
Storm is a can of whip ass we just unleashed on Lebo and Curtis.
That was
right.
The fifth best answer. The answer that you did not get, a plot. 97
a plot.
Additional points over to
horrible
Avery.
Let me see if that's enough, Todd.
It's barely
hold
enough.
On. Please hold all cards. Hold all betting sheets. Hold
get?
On. 294 to 67. Ooh. Is that a record?
Is that close? I think we've had a couple almost 300s in the last few weeks.
That's devastation. But devastation, one of ours, and destruction.
We had a zero a couple weeks ago. This, we at least went out and scored that first touchdown.
Yeah,
we got boat raced. We were Steelers. Yeah. You were the Steelers.
Yes, playing the role of the Steelers, Lebo and Curtis.
And my buddy
Chiefs woke up.
Well done, Avery. Listen, you're going to get the gift card. You're going to go do some shopping at Hen House. Congratulations, man. I think you're one of our strongest contestants we've ever had, my friend.
Hot dog, we have a wiener.
Good job, Tyreek.
Thank you, Avery.
See if they have some of that freshly brewed glass.
Nailed
the
wine. Crushed it.
Can we pull that hot dog, we have a wiener? That's
a good one.
I like that a lot. We got to be able to drop that in the future, can't we?
Oh, yeah, we should be able to find that as long as we can brew glass.
or what do you say, blue glass, whatever he said?
Yeah, I was suddenly.
By the way,
Sally,
it's not,
seashells
it's
the
not
seashore.
Just that you're an idiot, Curtis. It's like timing never works for you either. Because I had nothing either. I had nothing. Like, thank God Avery had Storm.
Yeah,
you
I
know,
was toast.
Like, but you get exposed and I get to hide with my stupidity in the corner.
I had written down hot chocolate, but I decided not to say it. But now I just did, so I don't think you brew hot chocolate. I was wrong. Yeah.
I'm like, what? I was going to say like a witch's spell. Oh, you know, like,
it's better than glass, buddy.
Yeah. Brew up some gruel or something.
Oh, man, that was, I don't know if it was good radio, but it was fun for me.
Yeah,
so, you know, we'll take it. We'll
take it.
Thank you. Great Hen House. Avery's going to do some shopping there at the Hen House. You could, too. Just go to henhouse.com to see all their great specials. When we come back, we'll get some Lebo sounds. We're going to do some hoops, Todd?
Yeah, we got a little college basketball. But winners. Hot dog, we had some wieners last night in the Big 12
wow.
and SEC.
Nothing but winners around here. What a town. It's a town full of winners. Lebo sounds next here in the program.
The program with Soren Petro.
You familiar with the term dumber than a bag of hammers?
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, the good sense, end of the hour answer. What head coach, this is college basketball, by the way, what head coach has the most...
Thanks for letting us know. I appreciate that.
I don't think I put that out there initially. Has the most wins over AP top 25 teams while unranked himself. Wins as an unranked coach, player, or team against AP top 25 ranked teams. The number is 55.
Oh, while not being ranked himself?
Yep.
So it's going to have to be somebody like...
Well, I'm still going to go. I'm going to assume it. The jumping off is Leonard Hamilton winning last night against Duke unranked.
That's correct. Number 55, he passed Bobby Knight on the all-time list.
Bruce Weber's got two in the last week. He's probably getting somewhere because they spend a lot of time unranked. You got to have one of those that's not
ranked. Oh, see, I see what you did. You insulted Bruce Weber and K-State right there is what you did, Todd.
Wow.
That's kind of a jerk move, don't you think?
Maybe.
Are you a jerk or are you accurate?
Probably accurate.
Can you, if you're
you
accurate,
can, both.
Can you?
Sure.
If you're accurate, can you be a jerk?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. Like the truth doesn't just hurt. It's like, you know.
Well, you can do it in certain ways.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
Me saying he spends a lot of time unranked, that's kind of a jerk way to say it, but yeah.
All right.
Yeah. It was mean to Curtis the whole feud. It doesn't mean that he's not bad at it.
And he's still my buddy.
I'm not buying that.
Glass.
Not buying
that. Brewing glass.
Yeah, did you want to slap him when he said that?
No, here's the deal. I mean, brewing, it seems like it's something that's hot, whatever, da-da-da, glass, use heat to do it. I don't know. I'll give him a little something there.
Really?
No, not really.
Okay, good.
He spends a lot of time losing the feud.
It's the best because he walked out of the studio to cut up sound bites. So, even if he wanted to defend himself, he couldn't.
He can't. Well, then, since he's not there and can't defend himself, let's just say I'm glad his answer wasn't porn.
All right, let's hear some Lebo sounds, Seren.
you start. I like how you started to think out loud, going to the next level, and what? Yeah,
no, let's go. Let's bail out.
Let's
quick.
Go. How about it? How about it? Let's get to some Lebo sounds. Brought to you by our friends at Family Leisure. They're quite proud of this segment over there. Dennis is thrilled.
Starting now.
Associated.
Yeah.
Starting now. Just right now. It's on Family Leisure
for sure. Hey, it was a thrilling game last night in Norman. KU. This was a pretty even first half, you know, a couple of runs here and there. And then KU jumped out 12-point lead in the second half, and Oklahoma went on a run. I don't know how they did. They actually made a couple of threes. But down the stretch, Kansas found a way to make the plays. The moment wasn't too big for them. Their best players stepped up and made shots. Oklahoma's best players couldn't make shots. Here's Bill Self talking about how happy he was that his team was able to get it done down the stretch on the road.
Yeah, how about the guys not panicking? So they came out and ran a 1-3-1, which they hadn't run the whole game. And, you know, we didn't panic. I had one timeout left, so I was going to use it if I needed to. But, you know, they just kind of moved the ball around, and Christian actually shot it too early. Maybe shot it with 12, and then they rebounded it with went through the net at 10. And there was a four-second differential, so you want to shoot that ball at 5 seconds.
Right.
And so he shot it early, so it was a good thing he made it. And then I told the officials like an idiot, it's my fault. They said, are you fouling? I said, not till they get to the forecourt. I said, we're not going to foul in the backcourt. We're going to foul in the forecourt. I don't think CB fouled me.
I don't either.
I don't think he fouled him. And they were dead. They were dead right there. It's back to the basket. They were dead. But that's what I told him. And so he made the right call. And then, of course, it was he makes both free throws, and then we struggle getting it in. But then we played, you know, made the plays late. And I was going to foul again, but they threw the ball so deep in the backcourt there was no reason to in that situation. So happy to win. They got a good team, and proud of our kids.
KU on top of the league right now, 4-1. They're a game behind because the TCU game got postponed and moved. TCU's a couple games behind. So this is a great league, I think, honestly. I don't know how great the top is, but, boy, it's competitive.
And, of course, always electric there at Lloyd Noble.
They had several people there last night. They're getting
there. There were tens of people there.
Dozens.
Tens of people.
I say dozens.
There were more than that there. But who was the yes man next to him?
That's Greg Gurley. That's Greg
Gurley. Was that Gurley?
Yes,
yeah,
he's our yes man. Of course.
I didn't know which does Greg prefer yes man or kiss ass?
Either way.
Either way?
Yeah, he likes them both. He'll answer to both. But here's the deal. Like, you know, I went to Oklahoma. There's no surprise.
You know,
here.
We're lucky Gurley has a sense of humor.
I know, because he's bigger and stronger than us.
I know. And probably is probably laughing at that harder than we are. But, you know,
Oklahoma,
we are quite lucky.
Oklahoma's okay. And I think they're going to beat some teams this year. I mean, they beat Iowa State at home in Norman, right? They did that. They're going to win a couple of games. This was one, you know, Tuesday, 6 a.m. or 6 p.m. This wasn't some big Monday game where there's going to be a lot of people there or whatever. This was kind of a danger game, I think, for KU because they're going to be playing the Sunflower Showdown this week and all that. But they know how to win games. Abaji was hurt and didn't score till the end of the game, but he made the big plays. And this is two times in a row where he's had the ball in his hands and didn't try to force something at the end. I mean, he has really turned into a fine player. He doesn't try to do too much. He made the nice pass on Saturday to get the win against Iowa State. He made a nice pass out to Christian Brown, who made the basket. Now, you got to make the basket, too. It's one thing to make the pass. If DeJuan Harris misses the layup, then – you know, they're mad on Saturday. And if Christian Brown bricks one and Oklahoma has the ball, like Coach said, Oklahoma has the ball with 10 seconds to go, you're tied, you know, then it's not good. But they make the plays. It's Kansas.
No, I agree. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Being the jerk I am, I have nine things I want to jump in on you with. Because I think all that's true. I think you're absolutely right. But can we go back, you know, two things about Christian Brown, not really nine, just two. I got a bit of an objection to Self saying, well, you're supposed to shoot the ball with five. Like, I get it, but I think Andy Reid, and I've had this conversation with him on the air over the years, but also off the air where we can go more in detail about, you know, everybody getting pissed when you score and you leave too much time or, you know, all these different things. Like, you know, like everyone's mad at McCarthy that they didn't get the ball spiked and everything, right? The goal is to score.
Right.
Like if you don't score, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you've got
that's
an open shot. You can't sit there and dribble around for 5 seconds.
You get down to five. Like, too often what happens is they don't take that good shot.
FYI, if he missed a shot, they would have gotten the rebound because Oklahoma wouldn't have crashed the boards. I've seen that a billion times too.
but I mean, I kind of object. You know, certainly Christian Brown's parents, I'm sure, object. Like, what the hell, coach? You made the shot. Like,
that's just
you
how
know,
coach talks, though. You know how he is. You know,
it is, right. But I do object because I would rather have – I don't want somebody to pass up a wide-open look like he had and not – or pretty wide. I shouldn't say wide open. A good look.
A good look, yeah.
That he had. And you know, and then end up heaving up a prayer because it's at the right time on the clock.
Right.
You know, especially when you're tied already.
Well, it was just good to see a college student not airball a three.
That yeah,
I mean, I guess the fact other end of the floor last night. So
I guess the fact that they're tied, and you know, you're saying,
you wanted
hey,
to be late, I guess, but hey, listen, it worked out because it's Kansas, and Kansas is better than Oklahoma. Oklahoma but sometimes beats them, and I think Porter Mosier is a good coach, and I think they're going to win some more games this year, and I think it's a missed opportunity for them. But Kansas is, I don't know if they're going to win the league because Bill was going to tell us all year that Baylor's better than everybody. But Baylor just lost twice at home last week, so I don't know if Baylor's better than everybody.
I don't, you know, again, I guess, you know, to me, like, even if he shoots it at the last instant, they're still going to have a couple of seconds, which modern teams are good enough to get the ball in a position to get a shot up.
Or if you're Oklahoma, you just throw it in with 4 seconds to go and throw up a 60-footer. I mean, you could do it that way too, Seren. You heard Coach say that. We were going to foul him, but they shot it from just Isaiah Harkless shot the ball from so far away, you couldn't even try to foul him.
Yeah, we couldn't even do it. It wasn't even possible. The other thing, though, is
I got to get off this game. It's making me mad now. I was fine with it, but now I'm mad.
is Christian Brown becoming the most hated guy in the Big 12?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, he's the new guy for sure.
I didn't realize he had such. And has he always? Was I missing where he just invites it, or is
last
he?
Last year there were no fans to like get excited with,
right? And the first year he was a freshman,
right.
so maybe he didn't do it. But
he's a good player, and that shot was down there where the students are showing up at the games. You can't see him on TV at Norman because they're in that bottom left corner. It's the it's not the side where the crowd are. But Porter Mosier's done a great job of getting kids to come out, so they're going to be the loud people. So they had been giving him crap earlier in the game, and he made the shot right down there, and he turned to look at him. I saw him. I was out there at the Missouri game. He made the shot and turned to look at the Missouri bench like 2 minutes into the game. He's that guy. But you make shots, hey, you can do that.
Well, you should shoot better than 35% from three if you're gonna make that look. I'll say that. But I don't mind the look because he gets on the glass, he blocks shots, he does everything else.
Sure he does.
And I would love him. I would love him on my team. And I don't mind him on Kansas because he's a local kid, so I'm going to root for him. But I can see where everybody else in the Big 12 is going to barking back at people on the sideline is amazing. And then the other thing I noticed for the first time, and I watched at least one other Oklahoma game. Porter Mosier, and I interviewed Porter Mosier at one of the
Final Fours,
one of the AAU tournaments, and I did not realize he's a fat hater. Did you see his coaching staff? It seems like he was hiring a fitness troop more than he was hiring a coaching staff. Like, every guy is like in peak physical condition.
It's like this show.
Well, no, it's not at all.
Oh, different.
And I get it. We're not asking young men to be in physical condition. So I get the mindset because I've heard coaches, because I know Patino, you had mandatory workout times if you're in a Patino assistant and
coach,
all this.
Yeah.
This isn't the first coach that have a coaching staff that everybody looks like they're in great shape.
Well, I think maybe he used to work for Rick Majerus. Maybe he's like, dude, we're all going to stay in shape.
It could be. But I'm just like – I don't know. Are you missing? Like, Doc Sadler was on Bill Self's staff. He will never be on Porter Moser's staff. And Doc Sadler knows basketball. I mean, I don't know that you want him as your head coach. But as a basketball ops or an assistant coach, I mean, Doc Sadler is a valuable commodity. Porter Moser would never hire him.
Yeah.
I mean, based on what I saw from that staff.
Yeah. Maybe they're all well-qualified coaches, too. I don't know.
I have no idea, but I just know that you better not be a fat ass if you want to work for Porter Mosier.
Hey, big one last night for K-State. This team has won two in a row I'm going to give teams credit for scrapping and fighting when they were down big numbers during COVID, and K-State was for a couple of weeks in their coaching staff and their players, and they didn't win those games. I didn't think they had a prayer of beating Tech on Saturday, and they did it fairly easily. It wasn't, super easy, but they had a big lead. They lost it, and it was not close down the stretch. Then they go down to Texas last night and get it done. A lot of credit for Bruce Weber keeping that team together, and he was certainly excited about how they kept doing it after having a real tough start in the league play.
We're in a hole. We got ourselves in a deep hole, and, we every game matters, and you're not going to win them all, I don't think. But we got to come back and you got to get mentally prepared. They've done a great job again. Player-driven teams are better than coach-driven teams, always. and they're taking ownership of the team. They've made sure that we're preparing. So, we, you know, all those things are paying off. I just, their mind's got to stay in the right place.
They lost. They won these two in a row, like I said, at Texas last night, Texas Tech at home. They totally fell apart at the end of the TCU game, shorthanded, and they only lost by 3 points at West Virginia. They could be on like a four-game winning streak right now. They're going to beat some teams this year too. They've already done it twice.
Well, I will take some credit for the fact that I said to Gary Parrish several weeks ago, I'm like, I kind of like this K-State team. I mean, I think they're kind of a feisty bunch. I kind of like some of the pieces that they have there. The problem is, you know, he said they dug a hole. I mean, I get that's how you got to look at it as if you're a coach, but losing at OU to number 14 Texas at West Virginia, the only game that they really have got to want back is TCU.
Yeah.
You know,
but it's the way those games played out. I mean, they were real tight against Oklahoma at the end. It was close, and Oklahoma made the plays. And the West Virginia game, they had that one. I mean, they were right there. So I think he's maybe talking about the hole for the season, too, because they lost those two in Kansas City. I mean, there's no shame in losing to Arkansas or Illinois. The question is, where can this team go? I mean, you need some marquee wins because they lost. They had those chances to do that, and not like Marquette's a marquee win. But if they had beaten Arkansas or Illinois or Marquette, those would look real nice on your resume. Well, now they just got two nice resume wins, right? Yeah. I mean, you're beating Tech and you're going to Texas and winning. They've got a huge chance on Saturday against Kansas. They got, and by the way, if you're K-State, it's a hard schedule because you're going to Waco after that. I mean, this is what it's like in this league. If you're not Kansas or Baylor, every game looks hard. So we'll see if they can keep going. Mark Smith, who I close your ears, Tiger fans. This guy used to play for Missouri, okay? And he's playing really well for K-State. He was over 20 last night. He says this team hasn't given up their hopes of trying to find their way to the big dance this year.
Coach always tells us, you know, if you're not dreaming, then you're not living. And, you know, I think each and every guy on the team, their goal is to get to that NCAA tournament. And that's everyone's dream as well. You know, some of the guys haven't been there. I know Mike's been there, you know, obviously with the good K-State team coaching them had earlier. But none of the guys have been here like the guys Nigel, Sel, and Davion. And, you know, I know that I want them to experience that, you know, being an older guy. It was my first time last year experiencing that. And, you know, I just want to get there for them. And because, you know, I love those guys. You know, I feel like I've known them forever. They're my brothers. And I think that is the goal for each and every one. You know, we're just going to keep growing, and, you know, we don't know what can happen. We're just going to keep growing and try to accomplish our goal as a team.
So I guess it's a one game at a time thing, Petro. But can this team sneak in with the tough start they had?
You know what? I mean, all their losses, the KenPom rankings of their losses, 38, Arkansas 38, Illinois 12, Marquette 47, Oklahoma 32, Texas 17, West Virginia 46, TCU 63. It's still just 63,
yeah.
You know, is the worst one of the bunch. The problem is, and they do have good wins now against Tech and Texas, their best win non-con is Wichita State at 91.
Right.
And that's their problem. They absolutely have to beat Ole Miss. I think if they can get to 8-10 and they beat Ole Miss, which Missouri just beat Ole Miss, so how hard can that be? sorry, Mizzou. But then I think they at 8-10, they're on the bubble.
Yeah.
We've seen worse than 8-10 in a league get in too. We've seen a 6-10 in one of the leagues? So maybe for this one, you know, a 7-11, you know, they're at least got a reason to watch the TV on Selection Sunday. But 8-10 might be good enough. 9-9, and I think they're in.
If they go steal, I mean, they're going to have four chances against KU and Baylor, right? If they got to find a way to win one of those, I mean, that's a huge resume builder. But you know, can they do it? It is a one game at a time deal with K-State because you don't know what you're going to get. There was nobody thinking they were going to go win last night. K-State fans were like, I'm glad it's on Longhorn Network. I don't have to watch it, blah blah blah, and they win. So, which is what Missouri did last night too. So sometimes you want to give up on everyone. Everyone wants Bruce gone. They want Konzo gone, and now they got big wins. Now, what will happen Saturday? I don't know.
Yeah, I will say this: KenPom has Kansas winning by only 6. 75-69. Now that's at Bramlage. Mm-hmm. Then they got to lose them by 14 to Baylor.
Yeah.
That's on the road. But yeah, Kansas, you know, they find a way to win these games, but they are close games, right? So maybe K-State can muddy the waters and have a day shooting. I got a lot of respect for Nigel Pack. He's been really good for them. I've been impressed with how well he shot the ball. And Mark Smith, how can you not like him?
Yeah.
I mean, what do you need me to do tonight, coach? I'll do it. Like it's they're I don't mind watching K-State. You know, I never really mind watching any of the locals, although Mizzou makes it difficult at times. But you know, K-State's kind of a fun little team to watch.
Didn't it make Missouri made it difficult last night because they won and you've made all their fans mad. So.
I know. I can't figure that team out. We'll talk about the Tigers next here. A little Lebo Sounds brought to you by our friends at Family Leisure. You can find them online at familyleisure.com. See them in person at K10 and Ridgeview. The after Christmas sale continues. Hot tubs, spas, grills, Gorilla basketball goals, your patio furniture. Get at that all set for when the nice weather's around. And if you're hanging out at home with the family, pool tables, poker tables, shuffleboard, they got it all. It is truly where family and fun come together locally. Owned and operated for a quarter century. Dennis and his staff are absolutely fantastic. Mention 810. Save even more at Family Leisure.
The program with Seren Petro.
Do you like the left tackles that are available in this draft?
Yeah, I like them a lot.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, welcome back here on the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. A little Lebo Sounds brought to you by our friends at Family Leisure. See them online at familyleisure.com. Mention 810. Save even more. Todd, Mizzou getting a win. Go figure this team. I can't figure them out. But they handle Mississippi and handle them in a big way.
Now, they've been atrocious on the road. I mean, at Liberty got crushed. Obviously, the Allen Fieldhouse wasn't good. Game of Kentucky was awful. I mean, the game at Arkansas was as embarrassing as it gets. They got over doubled up, right? And then they just go down. Oh, now Ole Miss didn't great, but they went down there and just whipped them last night. Konzo Martin says, you know, he didn't say this part. I'm saying this part. Everyone in the fan base is kind of giving up on him. You know, we're doing fact or fiction yesterday on the zone. Are they going to buy him out? All this kind of stuff. He says this team just keeps battling.
Oh, just pride. Just pride. Just personal pride after a while. Same stuff I've been saying. I mean, I've always preached defense, so that part is understood. But sometimes you have to go through it. Not that you want to go through it, but you think it's easier than what you thought. And I go back to my granny used to always say, you know, that's wet paint over there, but you still go touch it and see if it's wet paint. So sometimes you got to go through painful lessons. I'm telling those guys, it'll be totally different November, December. You got to prepare yourself, prepare your body, your focus. You got to be tough. You got to really get after each other and practice. Not as if you're fighting, but you got to get to that level and practice. And again, we've had probably one of the best schedules in the country with 10 new guys. They continue to get better. It's hard when you have some tough losses, but I give them a lot of credit because they come back and let's keep going. Let's keep getting better.
We'll see if they can. It's going to be now they've got a little revenge game here coming up this weekend at Alabama. Alabama's probably not happy about losing to Missouri. So this probably won't be as good on the road, but maybe they'll do something. A little scheduling note. How about the old hockey home and home? Missouri had the game against Mississippi State moved earlier. They just announced today they're going to play Friday, February 18th at Mississippi State, and then they're going to turn around and play Sunday night at home against Mississippi State. So they got a little home and home action coming up in February.
Yeah, you know, I actually think those are fun. I mean, it'd be fun to see.
Give us something to do on a Friday night. There's not a lot of college basketball on Friday nights in February. It's well after the NFL's over. I'm in.
Should have the center stage, right? What's not to like about that?
I don't know if a lot of people are going to be tuned in. It might be on ESPN Alternate. I don't know. Or SEC
I think it's
Alternate
on the Ocho.
Plus. Yeah.
Is it on the Ocho?
It's
I'm
deep.
Not sure.
It's deep.
On the Ocho.
Hey, Missouri won. I don't know, man. These guys are fighting for their jobs, honestly. They won't tell you that, but Konzo Martin's fighting for his job, really.
No doubt. I will say this. If it is on ESPN Plus, it's now easier to be logged into ESPN Plus than it is NFL.com. I'd like to thank NFL.com for taking over the lead at being the one that you have to put your password in every single time you log into its stream.
Frustrating.
Congratulations. Thank you, Todd.
All right, Seren.
The burnt end of the hour question. Brought to you by Joe's Kansas City Barbecue in Olathe, Leawood, and the original in the gas station at 47th and Mission.
All right, how many players have had at least three 150-yard rushing games in the postseason? Brought to you by Joe's Kansas City Barbecue.